Welcome to the second module of lesson 13, Sound. In the last module, we understood that sound is a form of energy. Sound is produced due to vibrations, and sound needs a medium for propagation. Sound travels in the air in the form of longitudinal waves. Sound is a form of energy because it is produced when a body vibrates. The sound energy in air is transmitted from one place to another place by wave motion. In wave motion, the particles of the medium do not leave their mean positions, but they vibrate about their mean positions. When a body vibrates, the particles of air surrounding it start vibrating. During vibrations, they push or pull nearby particles and transfer some energy to them. Then they start vibrating faster and transfer energy to the next surrounding particles. The process continues till the vibrations reach the ear of a person. Such vibrations in the direction of propagation of sound form longitudinal waves. Now we will learn some terms related to wave. What is meant by one vibration? The to and fro motion which constitutes one full wave is called one vibration. Now what is wavelength? The length of a wave corresponding to one vibration is known as its wavelength. It is represented by lambda and it is measured in meters. Amplitude of a vibration. The maximum displacement of a wave on either side of its mean position is known as the amplitude. Now what is time period? The time taken by a wave to complete one vibration is known as its time period. It is denoted by the letter T. It is measured in seconds. Now what is frequency? The number of vibrations produced by the source of sound wave in 1 second is known as its frequency. Its unit is hertz and it is denoted by the letters H and Z. What are the characteristics of sound? A sound wave is characterized by its amplitude and frequency. Depending upon the amplitude and frequency of the sound wave, there are two characteristics of sound. These two characteristics are loudness and pitch. The loudness of sound depends on the amplitude of vibration of the vibrating body. Greater the amplitude of vibrations, louder is the sound produced. What is pitch? The pitch of sound depends on its frequency. A sound of higher frequency is said to have a higher pitch. Higher the pitch, shriller will be the sound. If the pitch is low, the sound will be flat. The voice of a girl is shriller than that of a boy because the voice of a girl is of higher pitch. Pitch is a characteristic of sound which distinguishes a shrill sound from a flat sound. Next, we will learn about audible and inaudible sounds. We know that vibrations cause sound, but the human ear cannot hear sounds of all frequencies. We can hear frequencies in the range of 20 Hz to 20,000 Hz. We cannot hear sounds of frequency below 20 Hz and above 20,000 Hz. The range of frequency from 20 Hz to 20,000 Hz is called the audible range for the normal human ear. Sounds of frequency higher than 20 Hz are called ultrasonic sounds. Some animals like dogs, bats, monkeys, etc. can hear ultrasonic sounds. Sounds of frequency lower than 20 Hz are called infrasonic sounds. We cannot hear them. Animals like elephants, whales, etc. can listen to infrasonic sounds. Next, we will learn about some musical instruments. Musical instruments produce sound due to vibrations. There are various types of musical instruments. Wind instruments. Musical instruments like flute, trumpet, etc. produce sound when air is blown into them. The column of air inside them vibrates to produce sound. These are the wind instruments. There are instruments such as sitar, guitar, piano, violin, which have strings stretched on them. The string vibrates when plucked and produces sound. These are the stringed instruments. Then there are instruments like drum, tabla, dholak, etc., which have leather membrane which vibrate on striking so as to produce sound. They are called as the percussion instruments. Next, we will understand the differences between noise and music. Music is something which is pleasant to hear. And noise, unpleasant sounds are called as noise, like sounds coming from construction work, honking of vehicles, etc. Presence of excessive unwanted sounds in the environment is called noise pollution. Loudspeakers, honking of vehicles, explosions, machines, etc. are some of the causes of noise pollution. There are a number of health-related problems due to noise pollution, like lack of sleep, hypertension, anxiety, temporary or permanent impairment of hearing, etc. What can we do to limit the noise pollution? We can control noise pollution by installing silencing devices in vehicles, aircraft engines, machines, etc. All noisy operations should be carried away from residential areas. We should plant more trees because trees act as noise absorbers. Noise producing industries should be set up far from residential areas. Use of automobile horns should be minimized. Television and music systems should be run at low volume. Use of ear protection devices like earplugs should be encouraged for workers. These are some of the measures that we can do or take to limit the noise pollution. That's all in this lesson, children. Thank you and have a nice day.